February 18, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The initiative against despair. Rise, let us be going. Matthew 26:46. The disciples went to sleep when they should have kept awake, and when they realized what they had done, it produced despair. The sense of the irreparable is apt to make us despair, and we say, it's all over now. It is no use trying anymore. If we imagine that this kind of despair is exceptional, we are mistaken. It is a very ordinary human experience. Whenever we realize that we have not done that which we had a magnificent opportunity to do, then we are apt to sink into despair. And Jesus Christ comes and says, sleep on now. That opportunity is lost forever. You cannot alter it. But arise and go to the next thing. Let the past sleep, but let it sleep on the bosom of Christ and go out into the irresistible future with him. There are experiences like this in each of our lives. We are in despair, the despair that comes from actualities, and we cannot lift ourselves out of it. The disciples, in this instance, had done a downright unforgivable thing. They had gone to sleep instead of watching with Jesus. But he came with a spiritual initiative against their despair and said, arise and do the next thing. If we are inspired of God, what is the next thing? To trust him absolutely and to pray on the ground of his redemption. Never let the sense of failure corrupt your new action. That's the end of Chambers' message. Wow. How many times have I trashed opportunities to do something for God while living in the sink and sump of despair over a failure spiritually? How many days and weeks and months did I waste of my life living in penance and unforgiveness of myself when he had long since forgiven and nearly forgotten the events? Jesus said, arise, let's do the next thing. When we miss an opportunity, obviously, it will never come again. But we don't want to compound the error by missing several other new opportunities while we live in the squalor and self-pity of unforgiveness of ourselves for having failed our master. The more time you spend doting on and living in the failure of your past, the less time you have to be available to do what God has in the immediate moment for you right now. It is extremely important that every believer understand that forgiveness from Jesus, like it was to the thief on the cross, is instant and complete, and that he took that man to heaven that day. When we are forgiven, it's instant, it's complete. And we can stand up and go right back out there and let's arise and be going to be available to the master's next bidding.